The following talk was given by Bear Gokhan Bonabakar at Zen Mountain Monastery. Gokhan is a senior monastic and dharma holder in the Mountains and Rivers Order. He serves as Director of Operations at Zen Mountain Monastery and also helps run the National Buddhist Prison Sangha. This talk, like all of our talks, is given free of charge. If you would like to make a donation or find out more about our various programs, visit us online at zmm.org. Thanks for listening.
This is from Zen Master Hongzhir. The practice of true reality is simply to sit serenely in silent introspection. When you have fathomed this, you cannot be turned around by external causes and conditions. This empty, wide-open mind is subtly and correctly illuminating. Spacious and content, without confusion from inner thoughts of grasping, effectively overcome habitual behavior and realize the self that is not possessed by emotions. Hongzhir was a 12th century Chinese master. It's an important, he's not actually in our lineage, but an important ancestor, teacher in our school. And these are practice instructions that he's offering us. He says, the practice of true reality is simply to sit serenely in silent introspection. That's what we're doing in our Zen practice, taking up the practice of true reality. What is this practice of true reality? Joko Beck, who was a contemporary American teacher, she died just some years ago. She said, as Zen students, you have a job to do, a very important job, to bring your life out of dreamland and into the real and immense reality that it is. And what does she mean by this, that our life is in a dreamland? Is your life in a dreamland? How so? How do we bring our life into the immense reality that it is? Hui Neng, who was one of the early Chan ancestors, said, the capacity of the mind is vast and wide. The capacity of the mind is vast and wide. But when there's no practice, it's small. How is it that our mind is small when there's no practice? And is this a judgment? Or is he just saying, observing how things are? How do we find the vast capacity of our mind? All of these teachers, all of any true teaching, a teacher speaking from their own experience, their practice and realization, from the study of their own mind, their human mind, and helping, hoping, trying to point us to our own mind, help us along the way. It's what the teachings are always doing, helping us to understand our mind and pointing, so that we can see for ourselves. And I would also say that these teachings, these true teachings, these teachers, they're offering us their love of practice and of the Dharma, their love of life. So again, the practice of true reality is simply to sit serenely in silent introspection. When you have fathomed this, you cannot be turned around by external causes and conditions. This empty, wide-open mind is subtly and correctly illuminating, spacious and content, without confusion from inner thoughts of grasping, effectively overcome habitual behavior and realize the self that is not possessed by emotions. Hongzhir knows the practice of true reality, has met this empty, wide-open mind. He knows what it is to sit serenely, to simply sit serenely. And he knows what it is to get turned around. caught up, confused by desires, overcome by habitual behaviors. He says the practice of true reality is simply to sit serenely in silent introspection. Simply to sit. Simply to sit. Simple. But we know this is not easy. It's a practice, this learning to simply sit. To calm, collect the mind, concentrate the mind. So important. Ongoing practice in Zazen, learning simply to sit, learning to settle. And we can't make this happen. We don't make this happen. Right? Don't force it. You can't force it. Don't cut off. Don't push away. In a way, we're not doing it. It's not doing. It's just allowing the mind to settle. And doing our practice to just do our practice and allow the mind to settle. To return to stillness. To its natural, stable state. We do have to let go. That is a kind of doing. We do have to let go. Let go of all the thoughts and entertaining. Let go of our planning and stories. Are we willing to let go? Are you willing to let go? Truly? To let go and allow the possibility of seeing something you haven't seen, experiencing something you haven't experienced. So we have to let go, and it all takes effort. It takes effort. A lot of effort. Patience. It happens over time. And that's okay. It's okay. It's an ongoing practice, concentrating the mind, learning what it is to be concentrated. And as we learn, as we see our mind settle, then there's getting used to that and comfortable with that so that we can continue. Allowing the mind to settle is a kind of returning to ourselves. There's healing in just allowing the mind to settle, learning to concentrate the mind. Simply in sitting serenely. Hongzhi again. The practice of true reality is simply to sit serenely in silent introspection. When you have fathomed this, you cannot be turned around by external causes and conditions. This empty, wide-open mind is subtly and correctly illuminating. Spacious and content, without confusion from inner thoughts of grasping, effectively overcome habitual behavior and realize the self that is not possessed by emotions. There is sitting serenely, simply sitting. And there's introspection, there's seeing. Seeing the mind. There's a kind of inner seeing. We're so accustomed to looking out, all the things that pull our attention, looking out. In Zazen, we talk about turning the light around, looking inward, and looking. When we turn our attention inwards, what do we see? What do we meet? We get to see how we get turned around. We get turned around by external causes and conditions. Are they external or internal causes and conditions? Both? What have you been worrying about today? Past, future? How has your attention, concern, been pulled away from here. We get to see how we're confused. Sometimes it can feel like we're controlled by our desires, or by fear, by aversion. Maybe we can see how we overestimate desires, what we're going to get, the pleasure, overestimate fear, how uncomfortable things will be, might be. We get to see how we can be possessed by emotions, how we can be overcome, feel possessed by emotions. We get to see how we get caught in habitual behavior, kind of all the time caught in habitual behavior. Maybe all of these things are habitual behavior. And this is all okay, to see all of this. And in Zazen, we may experience these experiences as barriers. They're referred to that way in the teachings. There's a way in which they are barriers, right? They are keeping us, in a sense, from settling our mind, from concentrating. They're obscuring our empty, wide-open mind. But they're not an indication, seeing these things, encountering these things, are not an indication that something's wrong. You could say instead, practice is working. You're seeing your mind. You're doing well if you see that you're thinking. You're doing well if you see that you're anxious. You're doing well if you see that you're judgmental, hard on yourself, hard on others. You're seeing your mind. And this is where practice happens. Meeting barriers, learning to work with ourselves, work with our mind. And it's not always easy and kind of not how we want it to be. But it's in meeting these barriers, meeting ourselves, that we can learn to work with ourselves and to change habits. I was thinking a little bit about the kind of the rigor of how we practice, and particularly when we create an intensive, this day of intensive practice, the form, the schedule, the silence, the stillness during Zazen, is all to help us stay with our experience, come into contact with ourselves. And it takes effort. But hopefully within the rigor, within the that we can see, we can learn that really what we need is to meet ourselves gently, to see how often we can be kind of fighting with ourselves, in conflict with ourselves. And to see that that's not necessary. We're just doing that ourselves. That is habitual behavior that we're caught up in. Can we see that and see that it's not needed and kind of become tired of it? I've been seeing that more subtly. Recently, again, just like, I don't need to do this. I'm tired of this. I don't need to fight with myself. So the effort of Zazen, the effort of intensive practice. Listen into your body and mind. Be open. What's happening? What's happening? Make contact. When we see that we're too tight, How do we loosen, relax, open, and find for ourselves in our own body, mind, what does that mean? When we see that we're not exerting enough effort, how do we bring more energy? How do we brighten our mind? We talked yesterday about joyful effort. What is that? How do we bring that into our body, mind? When we see that we're not really engaging our practice, maybe just sitting and thinking, how do we bring ourselves back? Return. Apply the method, apply your practice, apply yourself to your practice. Kind of take yourself seriously. If you can see, if you see that you're frozen in some way, numb, it's hard to see this. But if you have a sense of that, a whiff of that, then how do we open? How do you open? Feel, allow yourself to feel. Make that your practice. That's the effort that's needed to come alive in yourself. Gently. We want to be alive in ourselves, in accord with ourselves. Hongzhi again. The practice of true reality is simply to sit serenely in silent introspection. When you have fathomed this, you cannot be turned around by external causes and conditions. This empty, wide-open mind is subtly and correctly illuminating, spacious and content, without confusion from inner thoughts of grasping, effectively overcome habitual behavior, and realize the self that is not possessed by emotions. How about this place where we cannot be turned around, where there is no confusion, no grasping, that is free of habit? Again, true teachings point us, help us to understand our experience and point us beyond what may be, what we may have experienced, what we may know for ourselves. Letting us know there is something to see, something to realize. We should know that this empty, wide-open mind is our mind, even if we can't see that, have no sense of that for ourselves. To know that, trust that, have faith in that. It is spacious and content. It is not confused. We can't create this. We don't create this. We're not trying to create anything in Zazen. Not trying to create a state of mind. There's a danger, some danger in hearing a teaching like this one from Hongzhi and thinking, hearing, that we shouldn't be having thoughts, that we shouldn't be having emotions. That's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. We're not trying to stop thoughts or emotions. Really, to the contrary. Allow whatever arises in Zazen to arise. To meet whatever arises. To get to know yourself directly, intimately. Get to know whatever arises. Become very familiar. Let it go when you can let it go. So it's not stopping anything. And Hongzhi is pointing us to something. He's pointing us to our true self. There is a self that's not possessed by thoughts and emotions. We are not our thoughts and emotions. Try and know that for yourself. It's hard to see that. What is our true self? to this day that we're in the midst of. It feels like there's a lot of sincere practice happening. This is a precious opportunity, this time that we have together. This time set aside to be silent, to be alone in your zazen, to just sit with yourself. So keep going, stay where you are, stay inside of your experience. Keep coming back to your practice, trust your practice. What is most important? What do you trust? Do you trust practice, your practice? Can you trust yourself? Can you trust your desire to be true? Trust.
Thank you for listening. To find out more about ZMM's programs, retreats, and residency, please visit us online at zmm.org.